As human beings, it's oftentimes we say to God, God is not fair. How come he doesn't do this or that? And to be honest, if God is fair, we would not be here. Because we would be the own judge and our own condemnation because of how we have sinned against him. But God is not fair, for he is merciful. He has always been merciful toward us. And that's why in the gospel reading today, he said, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. And I think oftentimes we misuse or misquote this verse that oftentimes, oh, don't judge because you don't want to be judged. But we miss the whole message that we should not only should stop judging, but also stop condemning to be merciful like God. And to seek the truth for whatever we measure out to other people, those will be in turn be measured out to us. And that's why it leads us toward the first reading today from the prophet Daniel, that to recognize that we ourselves have sinned, have been wicked, and have done evil, have turned away from God, and therefore we need to seek conversion. And I think all of the readings today say it in a very beautiful way, even the response from Psalm itself, to seek God's mercy and not to take advantage of God's mercy. To really embrace what it means to be children of God, don't take advantage of God's forgiveness for us by calling out to him, Lord, I know I have sinned. I know I'm weak. I know I have my limitation. I know I have failed to love you. I know that I have judged other people, but have not been merciful toward them. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins, says the responsorial song. But give us your mercy, just that our Heavenly Father has been merciful toward us. Just that we have sinned, Lord, help us turn from our wicked ways and turn from our own evil to come back to you. This is what Lent is about. This is what conversion is about. This is what the life of faith is about. This is what we're called to be. And today too, the office of reading, the office of reading today really touched me in a very real way. And in the catechesis that was quoted in the second reading, said that oftentimes as human beings, we have forgotten how much God has freed us from the enslavement to this world and from the enslavement to sin. Oftentimes we read the scripture and we see how God has freed the Israelite from the bondage and the enslavement to the Egyptian and give them true freedom in the promised land. And we get jealous. We think, oh God, how come you cannot do the same thing for me now as you have done in the past for your people? But the catechesis reminded us that Jesus has already given us a true liberation, freedom from sin, from the things of this world. The thing that he has given to us on the cross and continued to us, give to us through the life of grace cannot be seen or measured or understand by human comprehension or by our feeble minds. The things that have been given to us right now, here and now, is much more than anything that could be measured from the past. Do we have open our eyes enough to see it? Do we have a simple heart, a grateful heart to truly see the great works that Christ Jesus has given to us on the cross and through the power and working of the Holy Spirit continue to sanctify, transform us now so that we can become more and more and more as children of our Heavenly Father who have been merciful. This is what we're called to be. And I hope each and every day our Lenten journey, as well as each and every day of our very own spiritual and faith journey, that we can be merciful